I speak about Our Lady of Sorrows or Our Lady of Dolores and the image that we normally have, the images that we normally have of Our Lady of Sorrows or Our Lady of Dolores, either picture or painting or prayer card or statue, normally with Our Lady with her heart exposed. Sometimes one big sword, generally 4, 3, 7 swords, signifying the 7 sorrows of Our Lady based on the scripture. So when people tell us, you Catholic, you don't use the scripture. Even the entire Mass, you can trace in the scriptures. So today, the 7 sorrows of Our Lady, based on the 7 sorrows completely embedded in scriptures. So I will try to speak just maybe 2 or 3, a bit more. The rest, I'll go a little bit faster, all right? God is good. Are you still awake?
Yes.
Sometimes when people are quiet, I do not know what to do. When people are quiet, I was giving a talk and I meet. When people became so quiet, I just blurt out and sing. I don't know about that. Maybe just like I just sing, right? But right now I'm not going to do it, right? But I cannot resist it. So anyway, so all the scriptures. The 7 sorrows, you can find them in the 4 Gospels, really. There are traces in all of them. You can find a few of them in Luke chapter 2. You can find them also in Mark. You can find them also in Mark 10:15. You can find some of them in Matthew chapter 4. You can also find them in John chapter 29 and 19. And you can find them all there, right? The first sword. The gospel I use today, the prophecy. Oh, there is Father Sobe. Say thank you, Father Sobe. Come on. He's outside the sword. The first sword, the prophecy of Simeon. If you are following the liturgy of the hours, at the night praise, night prayer, that's the last psalm we pray, is when prophet Simeon told Our Lady, your heart will be pierced with a sword. He is saying to Our Lady, your life will be so connected and so wrapped with suffering. So my dear friends, that's just first sorrow. That's first sword. That's why I have problem with televangelists. They only speak of abundant blessing, which is fine. But suffering is not a curse. Suffering is not a punishment. Unless, of course, you really live your life in dissipation. And that will just be a consequence of your actions, right? Without even there, at the judgment of God, right? Just on the human level, when we do bad things, right? There's a consequence in that. So I'm just on the human level, right? But here, the prophecy of Simeon to Our Lady, your heart will be pierced. There is meaning in suffering. That's why this, what's happening in our country and the rest of the world, is irreconcilable to our Catholic faith. Euthanasia or mercy killing, it cannot. It's escapism. But in any case, my friends, so this first sword, Simeon tells Our Lady, your heart will be pierced. So the invitation for you and for me is to carry our cross well. I know it's tough sometimes, and you can say, but Father, if you are in my shoes, you would not want any of this cross. And that's the first one. The second one, the second sword. This one is tough. The flight into Egypt. The flight into Egypt, right? Mother Mary just gave birth to the Son of God, and the angels told them, you have to pack up and leave. You have to leave. I am not a woman. I never gave birth, but I'm thinking how hard that would be, right? In the middle of the night when everything was cold and dark, and there are so many dangers along the road, and not just going to Morgan City, okay? And not just going to Homa. Remember, there was no car there. There is no Uber. There was no Lyft. There was just this little donkey, right? And there are so many thieves along the way. Do you know how dangerous that was for the Holy Family to live? And do you know, health-wise, do you know how hard that is for a young, just newly born, right? And here, they're going to a different country, Egypt. And here is another teaching of the Catholic Church. They were migrants. They live in Egypt for many years in a foreign land. And I'm thinking it's just because of those kind people around them that they were able to stay. Because they were strangers. They were foreigners. Egypt is a different country. Can you imagine the sorrow of a mother just giving birth and being told you have to pack up and leave? Because this king was so afraid of a newborn king. Herod, King Herod was so afraid. Can you imagine this heinous crime that Herod did? You know what he did, right? He ordered the murder of all children 2 years and below. Can you just imagine the evil of this man? He was willing to sacrifice all this because he wanted to hold on to the power, right? He was so afraid that he would not be king. He was so afraid. The second sorrow or dole of Our Lady. When you are afraid, what do you do? I hope you do not do stupid things. So the third sorrow, the third sword, right? The third sword is still a child, the loss of Jesus in the temple, right? The scripture tells us, I explained this to my parishioners last Sunday, because when you go to the temple, one side is for men, one side for women. So all throughout this time, right? All throughout this time, Saint Joseph was thinking that Jesus was with Mama Mary. And all throughout this time, Mama Mary is thinking that Jesus was with Saint Joseph. They would not see each other until they exit out. And then when they met, can you imagine the sorrow of a mother? When she saw Saint Joseph alone, I could imagine it, but as I said, I never beget a child, so that connection is deeper with the mother. To see Jesus not there, where would he? Just imagine. And remember, it's not only 50 people, right? And not only hundreds of people. It's thousands, millions of people there. And so for 3 days, right? For 3 days, they were searching, they were looking for Jesus. I'm thinking, if Mama Mary and Saint Joseph, if it happened at this time and age, I would be thinking that if they are on this thing, at this time and age, I'm thinking when they went to the temple, I sometimes see this in theme park, I see some children, they have harness, right? And they can let go a little bit or not. And I'm thinking, if Jesus was born in our time, can you imagine Jesus being with the harness? I'm just thinking, oh, where are you going? But no, right? Can you imagine? 3 days, they could not find the third sorrow. Fourth sorrow. The fourth sword. I'm doing it a little bit faster, so I'll skip. The fourth is the meeting of Jesus and Mama Mary on the way to Calvary. Now that, I believe, was quite tough. The rest of the dolors and the swords will be the stations of the cross. To meet Jesus, can you imagine Mother Mary meeting Jesus? Jesus was already bruised and beaten. The crown of thorns was already pierced through in the skull, and the blood was dripping. And Mother Mary met him. It's the fourth station, right? I'm thinking any mother, any good mother would want to protect her child. And I'm just imagining how hard it would be. So the fifth sword is the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ. I was thinking that that might be very difficult. But I'm thinking the sixth sword, Jesus was taken down from the cross and placed him. Mother Mary just embraced him. The Pietà. How would you feel if your child is killed because he's doing the right thing? How would you feel your child is murdered or standing for the truth and no one comes to defend. This is the sixth sword of Mother Mary. The very people he was trying to save, they killed him. The seventh sword Jesus is bearing. Why am I saying this to you? Because Mother Mary knows your suffering. Mother Mary is no stranger to your suffering, to everything that is happening to you. Mother Mary cares for you. Mother Mary not just cares for you, she wants to help you. She wants to help you. Come to Mother Mary. If any earthly human mother will do everything to protect and care and do everything and for her children, how much more the Heavenly Mother? My friends, do not believe in the lies of Satan when he puts something in your head that you are alone. You're not. You're not alone. Mother Mary wants to help you. Come. Come to Our Lady. She will bring you to Jesus.